Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, so I know it's only Wednesday, but it's kind of like a Friday, and that's why it's archived Friday/Wednesday. You feel me? You feel me? But it's worth it. Because today, on The Buzz 24/7, as we launch into the Thanksgiving Day weekend, I'm going to take it back to an interview we did with, God, I love when we have this guy on. One of the guitarists for the E Street Band, a great artist in his own right, and the host of the Underground Garage. Ladies and gentlemen, our interview on the Archive Wednesday with little Steven Van Zandt. There you go, everybody.
I believe our guest is on the phone. We now go live to the phone. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
My name is Steven Van Zandt. And I've got a secret.
I pick up the phone and in my ear I hear him go, Stevie here. How you doing, Steven?
Good morning.
Let me just say, if you remember, and I know you do a billion interviews, little Steven Van Zandt joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You know him from the E Street Band. You know him from Little Steven's Underground Garage, which, of course, we air. Also from The Sopranos and a new show called Lilyhammer, which, if you remember correctly, Steven, back in November, you broke news about that story right here on our show during our two-day radiothon. You said, you know, I'm not supposed to be saying this, but I will tell you, and you broke the news about Lilyhammer.
But on the other hand, you kept some other news hidden from us.
You kept the whole Springsteen project secret.
It came out the next day. We talked to you, and you're like, oh, I don't know, you know, nothing's really been worked on. The next day it gets announced. You lied to us.
Yeah. Well, now you know you can trust me.
That's what I love about you. So, Steven, yesterday, the show Lilyhammer debuted on Netflix, and they're saying that this is going to be the way that shows get premiered. Services like Netflix are going to be offering original programming, and this is kind of a story that you told us back in November. Is you play a mob character in this one that's in the witness relocation program, right?
Exactly. And what's fun is it's the first show, I don't know, maybe ever, where you have a foreign guy starring in a domestic show. In other words, it's a Norwegian show completely, except I'm starring in it.
Yeah.
And it's really quite bizarre and quite unprecedented. And it was a little bit of a surprise when Netflix showed the enthusiasm they did and said, we want this to be our first original programming, you know?
Yeah, right.
It was quite a compliment, I got to say. And it just shows you how these guys are true. I mean, you know, it's quite exciting, you know, to think that somebody's going to pick this as their first original programming, and that means they're supporting this whole global cross-cultural exchange, which opens up a whole new world for television.
Yeah, you know? It's not just television; it's viewing in general, because you're going to be able to watch this on everything, on your iPad, on your laptop,
that's right,
on your
that's
iPhone.
Right.
You're going to be. This is going to cross all boundaries, technically and from a media perspective. The fact that Netflix is doing this is a big deal, and there's all kinds of trailers on it. If you can go see it, it debuted yesterday on Netflix, and it ran 6 episodes over in Norway already. Steven, right?
No, they. What's also new is they put all 8 episodes up on Netflix at
okay.
once.
Okay.
Norway was just 2 weeks ahead of us. They ran the first show 2 weeks ago, and it broke the record over there for
nice.
Viewership.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest show in the history of Norway.
I love that. I love the way you act anyway, and I love watching you on television. I loved you in The Sopranos, and this isn't Silvio, but it does have shades of it. I think it's when I look at you, I bring that to a little bit to Lilyhammer, which is the name of the show. But it's a different character for the most part, isn't it, Steven?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, a little familiarity there is okay. You know
yeah,
what I mean? That's
right.
That's okay with me. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you know, if somebody wants to think Silvio came out of the coma and went in the witness protection program, that's you know, that's whatever. But it is different. I mean, this guy, you know, Silvio was very concerned with watching Tony Soprano's back and you know, a little bit of a more of a narrow sort of life. This guy really is a boss, you know.
Yeah.
Silvio was the only guy in Sopranos who didn't want to be the boss.
Yeah.
This guy actually is one and expected to be one. And then when he was passed over, the new guy tries to kill him. And, you know, he's one of those guys that got along with everybody, and he's so shocked that somebody tried to kill him that he kind of overreacts and chooses, you know, Lilyhammer for his witness protection program.
I want to go to Lilyhammer. Why? The Olympics made it look nice. He goes there.
That's the extent of his thinking.
And I love that there's one scene, if you see it, there's one scene where he's trying to open a bar. He's like, there's a lot of fees and things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, Steven's character just slides some money. Hey, in case you know somebody that needs it. It's funny. It's funny to see, and it looks like it's got some. How edgy is it in the way of you know, people getting roughed up and stuff? It looks like there's some of that to it too.
Yeah, it is. It's not an out and out comedy. It's what they call a dramedy now, which means there is some serious moments. But it was interesting the cultural differences between America and Norway. It was made for Norwegian TV, which meant. They can have, you know, they have like sex and naked people in prime time over there,
right.
But they're not crazy about violence.
Right.
So we kind of tone that down a little bit, but we are pushing the pushing the envelope for Norwegian TV. It's the edgiest thing that'll ever have been on.
Yeah.
So they're you know. They gave us a little latitude there because it is for the government station, the biggest station over there,
right?
NRK.
It's available on Netflix. Came available yesterday. All 8 episodes of Lilyhammer.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Go ahead, Ron.
So, you know, you hit one. You told us a little bit about something, but you hid something else for us. What's going on with the band? What can we expect?
What are you going to hide from us?
Probably nothing I can tell you, but
of course.
We just started rehearsals, and honestly, I had to split and do 2 weeks of promotion for Lilyhammer, and so we are going to play the Grammys this week, and then we'll get back together and really start rehearsing furiously and discussing all the issues.
Yeah.
You know, and. You know, there's extra issues this time,
right.
Which we'll have to get into, including, of course, you know, the whole situation with Clarence and all that.
Right. I had read something about there'll be more of a horn section, and I don't know if that's real. It'll all play out, I'm sure. But
whatever you're reading right now is absolute rumors. There's going to be all kinds of things said. There's going to be all kinds of things tried. There won't be a decision for another couple of weeks.
I'm always kind of interested. The Wrecking Ball album is out. Springsteen, of course, and Steven, part of the E Street Band, which is obviously a very tight-knit unit. When it comes to rehearsals, I got to imagine that, I mean, you guys are such pros, and on any given night, the set list changes wildly from night to night sometimes. I mean, I would imagine that a rehearsal is not an easy thing on deciding what gets played and what doesn't. How do you rehearse for a tour that has so many changing tunes from night to night?
Well, that's a good question. When I figure that out, I'm going to tell you. I don't know. You know, we usually don't rehearse much,
right.
Which makes it even weirder. You know, we usually don't do more than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This time we did get started a little bit earlier because of the whole situation, but.
Right.
You know, we usually spend whatever time at rehearsal at spending. We usually spend it on whatever the new album is. You know,
mm-hmm.
Figuring out you know, how to, if are we going to rearrange the songs to play them live or not? You know, those kind of questions. Do we, you know, play them more or less like the record, or do we change them a bit? And you know, that's really where the time is spent.
Yeah.
You know, the old songs, I never knew the chords in most of the old songs, so it doesn't matter to me. You know?
It's a thin line, right, between giving them what they want and giving them something new that keeps it interesting for the players on the stage to some degree.
That's where we have a really unique audience, and I have to say the best audience in the world, because our audience really not only accepts new material from us every single tour, but they expect it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's nice, you know what I mean. We've never been a nostalgia act, and we never will be, you know.
No.
We go out there and we always have a new album to play, and you know, and then we play a bunch of things that we've never played before, and by the end of a tour, I don't know, we'll play 120, 130 songs.
Yeah. Little Stephen Van Zandt on with us. Lilyhammer, a brand new show, debuted yesterday on Netflix. You can see all 8 episodes. I'm going to ask you this, just because it's in the news, it's been talked about a lot, and I don't know if you watch the Super Bowl or whatever, but when it comes to an event that big, and you have you're out on stage and you perform, you know, I was angry at the lip syncing thing. I'm not a lip sync fan. I understand that some performers have to do it because of the dancing involved, but I think at the Super Bowl, when you're that an audience that big, an event that big, you should be playing live. I mean,
well,
agree, disagree. You should be sing. If you're a singer, you got to sing.
You know what? This is the difference. First of all, between, you know, a rock sensibility and the modern pop sensibility, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, and I'm talking about the 60s, it was all the same, and everybody was real, and everybody sang live, and everybody was totally, you know, they had a certain quality of their work that came from paying dues and, you know, playing in bars. And, you know, there wasn't that much difference between the two.
Yeah.
There's an ocean between the rock sort of sensibility and the pop sensibility. You know, in the pop world, that's just how it is. It's just accepted. It's really all about the dance routine, and it's all about, you know what I mean? It's not about a performance per se as a singer. You know, that's just part of the mix, you know?
Yeah. Have you guys done the Super Bowl? I'm trying to, something tells me yes, but I don't think you have.
Hmm. Has Springsteen done? Yeah, we played 3 years ago.
And what was that experience like?
I'll tell you what, you know, we've done a lot of things, but when that audience hits a billion, it gets your attention.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe it.
That's an attention getter. You know,
it was a lot of fun. It goes by so quick. You have like exactly like 12 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I mostly wanted to see how they assemble that stage so quickly. It's miraculous how they do that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Now this year, I mean, you know, the lip syncing is this one thing. That's whatever. What pissed me off is she stole our whole act.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, come on. You know, you're going to get out there in the Super Bowl, have an original idea, will you?
Yeah.
You know?
And you said
she took our whole production. Look at that. You know.
If I compare them side by side, will they look the same?
Identical.
Identical. I'm telling you.
I'm sitting there. I don't remember a lot of Egyptian godlike things on the Springsteen and the E Street Band stage.
We gotta revamp the whole new tour. Okay?
I
mean,
I love
that's
that.
It. I'm putting my shield and my sword back in the closet. That's it.
I just, for me, it's the ultimate performance, and I want to see a performance. I don't want to see a manufactured performance. I want to see the real thing. So for me, it just smacked of something I didn't want to see, because I think lip syncing ruins it. That's just me. That's just my opinion.
But you're a rock person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the younger generation, they don't care about these things. It's not a priority to them,
mm-hmm.
because they're not that emotionally engaged to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you. The rock era came from us being emotionally engaged in the music. We depended on it. We loved it. We needed it, you know?
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Let me ask you this. I've never asked you this, Stephen, and I'm interested in the answer. You are a guy that we've always considered with Little Stephen's Underground Garage, which is a great, great show that we run. And you never know what you're going to hear next. If there's ever a musicologist and a real fan of music history, I consider it to be you. If there was one, you've played with everybody. You've been a special guest up on stage with a million performers. You've done the Hall of Fame thing. If there was one performer that you think every music fan should see perform live, who would that be?
Well, let's see. These days, I mean,
Sex Pistols.
One of the great performers of all time, everybody should see if they get a chance, is Iggy Pop, who's just amazing. I'm going to throw in an odd one here. You may not have thought of, but Hank III, okay, Hank Williams' grandson, is one of the most amazing performers working today. If you ever get a chance, he has like it's like a punky bluegrass type of thing. You know,
right? That's not Hank Williams Jr. That's his kid.
That's his son. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yes. He's known as Hank III. You know, I mean, for historical reasons. I mean, you know, if you're a young person, you know, you should catch the Rolling Stones, who are still terrific live. You know, they really are. And of course, you know, Bob Dylan. You know, again, for historical reasons, and if by some chance you catch any of the pioneers that are still out there, and it's a miracle that they are still out there, like Little Richard or Chuck Berry. I mean, these are gods walking the earth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Up until just recently, like, you know, five or six out of the eight guys who invented rock and roll were still playing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now we've lost Bo Diddley and, you know, a few others, but Fats Domino's still alive, Little Richard's still alive, Chuck Berry's still alive, Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. You know, which is miraculous. So, just for historical reasons, you know, you should see them.
I love, you know, and there's obviously a million answers, and I love talking about rock history with you. That's why I always look, whenever you're coming on, you come on with us at least a few times a year. I love talking to you because I always learn stuff, and I think that's... It's part of an important lesson that people need to really pay attention to. You know, the fact that, you know, and look at the E Street Band. You know, if you've never seen the E Street Band, you want to see how it's done, go to an E Street Band show. No question.
Well, we still love it. I mean, the one thing that growing up when we did, you know, which was the height of the Renaissance, you know, our standards were set so high, you know, that we continue to try and reach those standards, you know, and in our minds, we probably never will. You know,
right.
And that's why when we go on stage, it's like the first time or the last time, you know, it's like, you know, we're going out there like we're, you know, 20 years old and you've never seen us before. And we're going to, you know,
and we're going to
get to you. You know, well, you know, we grew up having to make people dance. Rock and roll was dance music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There wasn't no such thing as techno and disco. You know, people danced to rock and roll, and our job in the bars was to get you out of your seat and make you dance, or we didn't work.
Right, right. And you didn't get asked back.
That extra energy it took, okay, we never lost. We took that energy right into the concert world. And that's the difference.
You know? God bless you. God bless you. Well, I tell you, it's always great to talk to you, man. I really appreciate it. I look forward to Netflix and Lilyhammer, which all eight episodes are up there. And this is really, like we said in the beginning, it's really a major move for original programming, you know, making its way onto all of those platforms that Netflix exists on. It's a big deal. And you're the guy. You're the first guy down the aisle. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know? It really is exciting. Let me know what you think of it after you see it, will
all
you?
All right, Steve, you got it.
And
take
we got
care,
a
man.
Promo meeting tomorrow around 11.
Scotty always reminds you.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. All right, Steven, always great to talk to you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You know what?
Okay, gang.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
If he doesn't have to go, why do I?
There it is, little Steven. And thank you so much for checking out the Buzz 24/7. And hope you have a great, great weekend. Hope you get to celebrate with some folks, your family, whatever, loved ones. Happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.